Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word I pray, take my, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
people can hear me. What's up, my sister, my big sister Darlene's in the house from Texas. What's up, Darlene? Ava says, amen. Nicole, Dr. Cole says this, their blessings aren't yours, and your distraction has blinded your purpose and your own blessings. Whew! Their blessings aren't yours, and your distraction has blinded your purpose and your own blessings. You know, God has a blessing with our name on it, you know? And, you know, think about this, is this. God wants us to know him. God wants us to walk with him. God wants us to walk in our purpose. And when he shows us our purpose, go ahead and take those steps. Don't lose sight by looking at what other people have. You know, it kills what God is trying to do in your own life. You know, just like I was talking about being disconnected. We become disconnected not even realizing that we're disconnected. John DeBoe, what's up, John? What's up, Tariq? What's up, Daryl Pepper? Dr. Cole says this, people disconnect when they become uncomfortable. And you know my saying, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. In order for God to move within us, he needs us to be a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. He needs to be a little uncomfortable. Or we will remain complacent. Sometimes, amen, Doc. Sometimes God will allow that fire to come underneath us so that we will not become comfortable. You know, I almost became comfortable in some things, and God did that. Lion, you say you can see me? You can see me, Doc? Okay. Ava says this, thank you, my brothers and sisters, for your powerful prayers. I'll be moving back in my home this Friday. To God be the glory. Praise God, Avis. Praise God. And I just want to encourage you, Avis, for not giving up your hope, not giving up hope. That is great. Praise God. Listen, Avis has been through it, you guys, but, you know, and God is so good. Thank you, Ms. Patricia. She said, yes, she hears me. Ms. Evangelista Bautista says this, I believe it's key to keep moving forward, being productive, no matter what our temporary situation, temporary circumstances, keyword is temporary. Temporary. I don't have all I know God has for me, yet nevertheless, I wake up and I conduct myself like I got it, always thinking bigger than I know I'm a daughter of a king, but the king. All right. Thank you for sharing that. That is so right. I'm Evangelista Bautista. I love saying that. That is so right. And you conduct yourself like you know you got it. And, you know, the thing about this is this. I'm going to go into scripture. We haven't even got to scripture. I'm going to share the scripture with you in a second. What's up, D? Lion says, yeah, FDI. Jessica says this. We grow better together. Change is great, especially if you believe in what God has planned for you. Amen, Jessica. You've got to believe in what God has planned for you, regardless of what you see, regardless of what's going on. And gosh, you know, what's up, Greg? What's up, Brother Greg? Avis says, thank you, brother. You're welcome, Avis. What's up, Eric? Avis says, amen. Phoebe says, amen. You know, the word for tonight is coming from John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. It says this, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. This is Jesus talking. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. What's up, Greg Bates? What's up, Greg? In the house, what's up? You know, amen to the word of God. You know, we've got to understand that we've got to abide in Jesus, and Jesus will abide in us. We got to meditate on God's word day and night. We have to keep the word of God on our lips, in our thoughts. You know, that's come. I asked you that question, where are you at this place in time? You know, Amen, D. We got Minister D on the house. She, I know she's going to minister tonight to our souls. I know you got something to share, D. You know, where are you? Is Jesus dwelling? Are you focusing on Jesus? Is Jesus part of your life? You know, are you dwelling in him? You know, it says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. You can't expect some holy fruit and you're not abiding in Jesus. You know, who are you abiding in? David says, preach. What's up, Marianne? You know, how can we expect to have godly fruit and we don't spend any time with God? How can we expect God to move in our lives and we don't spend that time with God? And sometimes we become so busy in doing things that we forget about God. You know, I don't know about you guys, but God gives me a little bit at a time. Because, you know, God gives me a little bit at a time. He gives me a little morsel at a time. And sometimes he may show me something that's going to happen or put in my heart something that's going to happen, but he gives me a little bit at a time, because if he gives me the bigger picture and gives me everything, I'm going to go and I'm going to be busy trying to do all that stuff. But at some point, just like the story I was telling you about earlier, about being disconnected, I can become so busy doing what I feel like God is telling me to do that I forget that I am so far away from him. I'm disconnected. I'm doing his will, but I'm not abiding in him. I'm not spending time saying, Lord, speak to me. Instead of focusing on who is calling me, who's not calling me, who am I not hanging with? You know, that stuff is, let's time to put all that foolishness aside. You know, listen, life is not promised to anyone. Life is not promised to anyone. You know, Dr. Nicole, Ava says, say it. Dr. Nicole says this, many of us want blessings from God, but we fail to be a blessing to others. The human race has become very disconnected, and it breaks my heart. Dr. Nicole, we have a lot. We're not going to say it because we're on live, you know. But I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying, Dr. Nicole. Many of us want blessings from God, but we fail to be a blessing to others. The human race has become very disconnected, and it breaks my heart. Lion says this, it's like when a mustard seed spends time with soil. When a mustard seed spends time with soil, then actually goes the process to grow. It's like when a mustard seed spends time with soil, then actually goes the process to grow. Lion, I need you to explain that to me just a little bit, Lion. I need you to explain it just a little bit. Jessica says, yes, Dr. Cole. It says, yes, Dr. Cole. What's up, Al Davis? What's up, Trina? Goes through. Okay. Goes through the process to grow. Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's like when the mustard seed spends time with the soil, then actually goes through the process to grow. Yeah, it has to spend the time. It has to spend the time. Thank you for it, for explaining that, Lion, because I was trying. I was trying to get that meaning, you know, what you're trying to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lion. What's up, Al Davis? So Trina's in the house. Dr. Cole says this, I'm listening to your word, brother, with tears pouring, because it's as a much-needed word with understanding. We need to reconnect. Praise God, Dr. Cole. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm so glad that I'm here right now. I'm sharing you with you guys what God's saying to me, and I'm thankful that it's blessing you guys, because that's exactly where some of you guys are right now. Hey, Trita. Jessica says this, patience is key. Every little bit counts to much bigger blessings. Patience is key. I got to drop the pen, Jessica. You said it. Patience is key. I'm about to just shout up in here, you guys. Every little bit counts to much bigger blessings. Every little bit counts. You know, we're talking about this whole thing about being connected. Sometimes we become so busy And we don't have that patience. Sometimes we lack that patience. We lack that patience. And sometimes we're anticipating what God's going to do. We're anticipating. We become sort of stressed. Like, how is this thing going to happen, Lord? You said you're going to do this. How is this going to happen? And we sometimes have this tantrum because God's not moving the way we think that he should move in our life, in our lives, in my life, in your life. So we have those little tantrums. Lord, why this? Why me? Why this? We go to a pity party. You know? Yes, Jessica. Amen. Jessica says, mic drop. Yep, that's right, Jessica. Had to drop the mic on that. Patience is key. And sometimes we lose that patience and we say, Lord, I've got to do this. I know there's some things in my life you guys have been praying for and believing God for. And it hasn't happened. And I said, Lord, I might just have to help you out because this is not happening just yet. But, you know, I cannot do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I've got to stay this course. I've got to stay this course. I'm not going to try to help God. I'm going to be patient. Because in that thing, I can become disconnected from God because I'm so full of, I want it now. We live in a society that says, I want it now. And I just want it all for me. Me, 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 me. So much that we become disconnected. What is keeping you disconnected? What is keeping you from moving forward with your relationship with God? What's up, Aunt Glennis? What's up, Ty? What's up, Cheryl? What's going on, Cheryl? Dr. Cole says this. Dr. Cole says this. Forget pity. Pray for principles through situations. Mic drop. Forget pity. Pray for principles through situations. You know, integrity. You really don't know what you're really made of until you really go through something. Have you ever gone through some things and you want to curse? Yes, I said this. What's up, Brian? In the house? Have you ever gone through something you just want to go ahead and just curse and just say, I don't believe I'm going through this, blankety blank blank, but keep your mouth shut. And when you keep your mouth shut, you allow God to work, God works things out. But then have you gone through that, some of that stuff, and you've become disconnected because you're so full of anger? Because whatever you're going through, and it disconnects you, and you mess the whole thing up. What are you seeking? Before I even go to that question, Dee says this. I knew Dee had to come up with something. I know this minister has had to say something, right, Mr. Dee? I think sometimes we can get wrapped up in looking for the end result, not knowing that we have to grow along the way. Woo! Talking about being uncomfortable. We disconnect feeling like God has forgot about us. This is what Dee is saying. I'm reading. Everything that leads up to the end result was needed in order for us to grow. Woo! Do I have some pens in the house? I can just drop. Just drop your pen wherever you are. I just had to drop it. And snap, just had to do that. We disconnect feeling like God has forgotten about us. Everything that leads up to the end result was needed in order for us to grow. Whew! Praise God. Praise God. Are you guys getting this? Are you guys feeling this energy? Are you feeling this? God is speaking to us tonight. Let me tell you this. When I went through what I went through, guys, it was really, 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 really rough. Near the end of it, middle of the end of it, God had showed me, this is what you pray for. Things didn't happen the way I expected them to happen. But in the end, I grew. I've grown. I'm still growing. Listen, guys, if we stay connected in Jesus, the vine, you know, we stay connected when we're going through those things we're going through, we are going to grow and become the people that he wants us to become. Jessica says this, honestly, I was an impatient person, and now I live in the now and believe what I'm supposed to do in the now and not focus on the future. I lose sight of what's in the present if I look in the rearview mirror, the past, or if I try to rush to look ahead, future, but enjoy God's plan in the present, in the now. Woo! I need some more pens. I'm just going to start dropping some pens. You guys are speaking tonight. God is speaking through you guys. And I appreciate you guys for being transparent and sharing your stories. You know, You know, I say this, Jessica. I've had to learn, and I still remind myself, Jessica, to live in the now. I wasn't even living in the now for a few years. When I was going through a few years, two or three, and I was going through like, oh, goodness. And I kept on looking in the rear view. I couldn't even see the future. I couldn't even see the present. But God sent some angels and put some angels in place around me who spoke words of life. Like you're saying, living in the now, in the now, in the now, in the present. What does God want me to learn now? And when we live with that mindset, we stay connected to the vine, stay connected to Jesus. Nick Dr. Coe says this, D, you better speak on it. Dr. Coe says, that's right, Jessica. Evangelista Bautista says this, I say we need to, and by we, I mean all who are saved, who in church, who heard of the Lord, who has been witnessed to. We all need to get that spirit of John the Baptist and be real. Call it what it is. Well, I gotta read this part. I had to scroll this thing down. Call it what it is and what it isn't. If that means bye to family, bye to friends, bye to certain business, bye to a hobby, then do it. All right. Whew. I feel that we real quick to blame the devil. Wake up, for you had your time as a baby, as a toddler, troubled youth, confused early 20s. Grow old, get it together. Ask God for help. Surround yourself with believers, like-minded in all areas, so you can do kingdom work, impact the world. Whew. Evangelista Bautista, you are saying it. You know, it's like this. We cannot refuse to grow. We cannot refuse to grow. I preached about this about a month or two ago, that point about, you know, God places that plate in front of us. Some of us want to stay on that milk. You know, I'm not going to even say what the preacher is saying. I'm not going to even say that, what she's saying. But God, but some of us want to stay on that milk. We want to stay babes. We want to stay on that milk. I'm just letting you think about that. When God's saying it's time to grow up. If you've been a Christian, you've been saved for years, you're still drinking milk, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Stay connected. You know, it encourages me because, you know, when you go through some things and we go through it and then God brings us through and then we go through something similar, we say, what am I going to do? We lose our brain, we lose our thought process, and we have tantrums and throw ourselves on the floor, roll ourselves around. When God says, stop. What has God done before? What have you seen God do in your life? Speak the word of God over your life. Stay in Jesus. Speak the word of God. Believe and stay in the now. What is God telling you to do now? Are you connected? Are you connected today? Are you connected to Jesus? Are you connected to people who are trying to do right? Or are you hanging around people who bring drama and chaos? Chaos, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Whatever is keeping you from going forward, shake it off. Lion says this. Oh, I got a little excited, guys. Lion says this. Fear, stubbornness, lack of trust in God, and lack of life in certain areas can keep us disconnected from Christ. Whew. You read my notes, Lion. Fear, stubbornness, lack of trust in God, and lack of life in certain areas, or is it lack of love, that I'm trying to say, can keep us disconnected from Christ. That's just a few things. I believe we should have a mindset, and this is what Brother Lion is saying, a mindset that gets excited at the thought, at the thought of becoming an all the more mature Christian. Amen. We should do that, Lion. We should have a mindset that gets excited at the thought of becoming an all the more mature Christian. We should. What's up, D.D. Carrington? Lacks of love. Thank you. Thank you, Lion, because you know I was trying to figure out what you're saying. Dr. Cole says yes. What's up, Karen Richards from the UK? What's up, Avis? Avis says this. Ethia Evangelista Batista, amen, amen, and amen. Yeah, you guys are giving the word today. D says yes. We have to live in the now. What is God showing me at this moment? Who has God placed in my life to reach me at this time? What is God revealing to me about me now? Revelation of all of these things help us to continue to abide in God. And revelation helps us to prepare us for the next stages in our walk with Him. Amen. Whoo! You guys are preaching. Snaps. Drop the pins. Pins dropping. You know, revelation of all of these things help us, this is what Dee said, helps us to continue to abide in God. And revelation helps us to prepare us for the next stages in our walk with Him. Because you're telling the truth, Dee. God is showing us what we need to know. And it's what we're going through helps us to get to the next level. There's a reason why you're learning about the people around you. Because when God places you at the new place, you have to be able to see that spirit. You have to be able to recognize that spirit and know, let me not go over there. You know, Amy says this, that's right, my brother. Stay excited for God's word. Amen. He says, amen, Lion. What's up, Nancy in the house? You know, and you guys, we're talking about tonight about being connected. Are you connected tonight? Then my question for you is, if you are disconnected, do you know where you became disconnected? Where did you become disconnected with God? Trace your steps back. What did you do? What was going on? When did you stop abiding in God? Jesus says, I'm the vine. In John chapter 15, verse 5, he says this, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know, the thing about this is this. He that abides in Jesus, the vine, he will abide in you. What's up, Derek? What's up, John? He will abide in you. You know, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus is saying. Dr. Cole says this, God know I lack patience, so he sent me people to keep me focused and connected. More importantly, it hold me accountable when I'm failing at my purpose. You know, praise God. I want to tell you, thank you for being so transparent, Dr. Nicole. She said the part that really got me was this. More importantly, they hold me accountable when I'm failing at my purpose. See, when we share our purpose with people, when we share, what's going on, guys? Guys, can you hear me? Can you see me? All right, I didn't know what was going on, guys. I thought I lost you guys for a second. What happens is this. When we share our purpose and what God has called us to do with the people around us, if you have that type of relationship where they will hold you accountable, when you begin to come off track sometimes, and they can sense it, they can help you, they can speak God's word into your life and say, hey, you are messing up. What is going on? Let me pull you to the side. What's going on? I've seen Dr. Nicole do that. I've seen ED them do that. What is going on? You're not getting those legs up. Like, you're not into this cardio like you used to be. You're kind of being lackadaisical. You're kind of dropping off. What's going on? I've seen you ladies do that. When you have people in your life like that who will hold you accountable, who will say, you know, what's going on? You know, it seems like you're not doing the things you're saying you're supposed to do, things you need to do to keep moving forward. You know, we need people around us who are speak life. And if people aren't speaking life into your life, if they're not speaking positivity, if they're not speaking truth into your life, let's say truth, God's truth, if they're not speaking that into your life, you need to disconnect yourself from that type of thing, type of people, but you need to make sure you're connected to God. I think the main thing and the biggest thing that God is saying tonight is this. Are you connected? You know, things like this, we can become so busy in the ministry that we forget to be like Mary and worship Jesus at his feet. Sometimes we get like Martha, become like Martha. We're so busy. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. What's up, Jimmy? I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this for the Lord. I've got to be here. No, are you connected? Are you getting to a point where you will stay focused on God? I don't know what's going on with my screen, you guys, but the devil is alive because God is really speaking here tonight. And I'm not sure about you, but I'm definitely blessed by this message tonight. Are you connected? It's like this. You can see that God is unfolding and working in your life, but you cannot hear his voice. You need to just stop, pause, seek his face, repent, seek his face, and listen. What is God trying to say to you about your life? Don't allow things like sin, greed, disobedience, pride, stubbornness, anxiety, you know, and just being plain old busy to keep you from hearing from what God is saying to you. Because there's a purpose. And I feel like God wants us to make sure we know our purpose. Our purpose is to, our ultimate purpose is to serve him, is to worship him, spend time with him, love him, stay in him, and he will stay within us. But as Christians, we cannot expect godly blessings when we not spend time with God. Do we just want handouts? We want to have a relationship with God. You know, are you connected? Things seem to be moving on one end, but are we really hearing from God? Are you really hearing what he's saying? Some of you guys have desires and dreams, and God wants to bring those things to pass. When he opens that door, don't become too anxious. Don't be anxious for anything. But by prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God. You know, God doesn't want us to live in anxiety and go ahead of him, go before him. You know, he wants us to hear his voice and do what he's telling us to do. Some of you guys do have busy lifestyles. You know, my lifestyle used to be really, really busy. But everything's going to happen in the due season it's supposed to happen. But make sure you always guard your relationship with the Lord. Guard your heart. For out of your heart are the issues of life. Out of your heart, the issues of life. Guard your heart. Guard your mind. Who are you connected to? But make sure you're not disconnected from the one who's giving you the vision, the one who is the author and finisher of your faith. Don't make sure that nothing jeopardizes your relationship with God. Do you guys understand what I'm saying tonight? He says, amen, my brother. You showed up and showed off tonight. Praise God. That wasn't me. That was you guys, Avis, giving all that inspiration. All the encouraging words, all those words that are really, really, really moving our hearts and touching our heart. God wants to change our heart. He wants to change our mind, and we've got to stay connected. What's up, Shay? Say amen. Shay says amen. Dr. Cole says yes and amen. You know, and the thing about this is this, guys. I'm looking at some of my notes, and one of the things I wanted to say is this. if you're not hearing what God is saying and you feel like you don't know what is going on, I just want to encourage you to take a step back and reconnect, regroup, reconnect. You know, and don't say, oh, I messed up. Oh, don't do that. Just pray, Lord, what would you have me to do? And that small, still voice, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. He will speak to you. Dr. Nicole says, yes, amen. Abe says, amen. Dee says this, some people are afraid to disconnect from people that God may be telling them they should disconnect from. Maybe they feel that they will be alone, but know that God will place the right people, in your life. Pray about your relationship and connections so God will allow the people that should be in your life known. Whew! You guys, I'm about ready to fall out. You hear me? That's it. And letting go, guys. Letting go. Whew! Guys, you've said it right there, Dee. I don't know what you guys have been preaching tonight. Whew! Yeah, just speaking the truth. Evangelista Bautista says this, I say, look at the light switch. All right. It helps us with light. We are thankful for that invention. But look at this. You can turn on the switch and decide to live right. And if you do, you will shine light. If you choose not to live right, then guess what? There's plenty of darkness that will follow you and yours. I think we need to stop thinking serving God is so complex. No, it isn't. It's a decision you can do. If you need help, have questions, we are here for you. Follow Christ. What's your alternative? Mediate on that. Thank you, Evangelista Bautista. You spoke that now. You spoke that. That's true. That is so true. Patricia said, amen, you are never alone. Amen. You are never alone. That's the name of my ministry, Never Alone Ministry. See how God is doing that? Never Alone Ministry. That's Evangelista Bautista's ministry, Never Alone. I'm still thinking about what Dee said. I have to go back. Whew, you guys are speaking. Talking about the light switch, Evangelista. And Dee talking about this. Whew. Maybe they feel they will be alone, but know that God will place the right people in your life. You know, you're not alone. I just want to encourage you guys. You are not alone. I just pray God will bless you. And I appreciate you guys for coming in tonight. I appreciate you guys for coming through. I pray that something spoken has encouraged you tonight. Don't be afraid. Make sure you stay connected to God. Be more concerned about being connected to God than being connected to people who aren't trying to live right. You know, be more concerned about not hearing from God rather than not hearing from certain other people. Put God number one. Make sure you're connected so you can fully hear what he's saying to you in this season. What I'm going to do right now, guys, real quick, I'm going to ask you this question. How are you guys blessed tonight? How are you blessed tonight? And while you guys are saying that, I'm just going to play a little bit of my song, Shake It Off, just a sample of a little bit of this song that's going to be released tomorrow. It's called Shake It Off. And while I'm playing this, guys, tell me how you're blessed by tonight. Shake it off. Shake it off. Throw it off. Do whatever you got to do so you can make sure your relationship is right with God. Amos says this, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Brother, again, I thank God for his vengeance, grace, and mercy, for protecting me when my house caught on fire. But through a horrific experience, God showed me who was for me and who was against. I trust and believe God for what he is doing in my life. I love you all for your love for God and your realness. Praise God. Praise God, Avis. Praise God. Avis said, yes, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. You know, shake it off. And I'm telling you guys, when I was going through, guys, I listened to the song. These songs helped me. The title of the project is entitled Life's Lessons. It's coming out at the end of this month. And God is moving. But I make sure I hear God so I can be obedient to doing the things he's called me to do. But that song, Shake It Off, is so real, guys. Shake it off. That's what God told me. And I just hope you guys are encouraged by the song. I hope you guys are encouraged by the mess tonight and by the conversation. Check your connection, guys. Don't lose hope. Just check your connection. And if you feel like you're disconnected, you can become connected. Just repent. Just say, Lord, please forgive me for allowing myself to become disconnected from you. I want to remain in you, and you will remain in me. That's what your word says. Please come into my life. Come back into my heart. I want to be disconnected. I want to be connected to you, Lord. Have mercy on my soul. And I pray that I will walk and be connected to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. I hope you guys pray that prayer. If you feel like you are disconnected, just know that you can be connected. It's a decision. Like Bautista said, I think Sister Bautista said that you can be, Yes, Evangelista. Make your decision. Just make the decision. Just make the decision. Don't be afraid. Make the decision. George says this, hey, my friend, just sitting here taking it all in. What a blessing it is to stay connected to God by taking his word and living by it no matter what. Bless you, bro. Amen. And I want to tell you guys, protect your heart, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Do that self-inventory. Am I connected? Get connected. You know, he says, amen. Evangelista says this, I was blessed because anytime I can speak, listen, share in any way the word of the good Lord, I'm blessed. Love to see how folks on here are just even thinking of a higher power. Thinking and speaking of love, speaking of living right. There's hope, people. God loves us all, wants the best for all of us. Amen. That's so right, Evangelista. That's so right. That's so right. Praise God. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. What's up, Brother Lion? Thank you. Trina, Dee, Patricia, Avis, Evangelista, Shay, Nicole, George, Patricia. I'm not trying to say everyone because I think I don't want to leave anyone out. I just want to say God bless you. Please share this video on your page, on your pages, guys. If you believe in our conversation and what we're doing, what we're saying. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. I look forward to seeing you guys I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10 on the Heart Love Radio Show, on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook Live. God bless you. My show, the Heart Love Radio Show, does come on Blog Talk Radio on Thursdays from 6 to 7. I want to say God bless you. And again, what's up, Stephen? What's up, Dr. Nicole? I love you guys. Thank you guys for coming through. Brian, thank you for coming through. All you guys who came through, whether it was for a few minutes or a second, thank you for liking the show. Thank you for telling your friends about it and sharing. Avis says this, look forward to seeing you. God bless you, my brother. Look forward to seeing you too, Avis. God bless you. Congratulations for staying strong in the Lord and the fact that you're moving back into your house. Look at God. Look at God. There's a reason for everything under the sun. Dr. Nicole says, I love you, brother, and may God continue to bless you. I love you, sister, and may God continue to bless you, too. God bless you guys. I love all you guys. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed week. Don't forget, check out Shake It Off on iTunes. This is G-Wright. God bless you. Be blessed and be a blessing. God bless you guys.
Unto God, lift your hands, all ye people.